restaurant maybe, and then the person that orders at the restaurant.
Yeah.
So there's like, just thinking about, because the people often, like, I don't eat a lot of meat, but I do sometimes eat meat, and you know, people who I know who say, well, that's not very egoistic. And I think, well, that's right. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of, I think of it as a spectrum, and sort of working with the craving for things like meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the way I found to work with that is to sort of aim for like massive reduction, and then if I can get there, then total elimination
mm-hmm.
if possible. But I guess it's sort of along that same line. It's like it's not really.
It's not totally black and white, and then you start looking again. It sort of comes into intention and volition, and it's like just the fact of having a human existence. You impact other beings. So, how many insects were slaughtered today for people coming up to a Bhayagiri day? listen to the teachings, and it happens.
It's like an interesting. It's sort of a paradox in a way,
yeah.
Because I really do feel like, to be honest about it, for me personally, I feel like I have to acknowledge, yeah, there is kind of harm in that,
mm-hmm.
and yet it's sort of hard to be. It's, and I think sort of perfection is something to aspire to, but it's also sort of impossible.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So that sense, and different people will, when you have a spectrum, then different people can be land on different places of that spectrum. But the main thing is that people are willing to reflect and take responsibility for their actions, and that's an important piece of the puzzle. Because it is